everybody to the show. Once again, dueling sorcerer shows that there is more than one way to source for talent. My name is Stacey Broadwell. I'm going to be your host, walking us through this amazing show today. So without further ado, what do we want to talk about today? I know there's a lot of news out there. One of them being X-Ray is gone. Immediately, I thought of the two folks who have been talking about X-Ray, Boolean searches. Is Boolean gone? Let's talk about this.
Well, that just, it's not just, you know, X-raying of LinkedIn. I might add one site. But, you know, cash is, you know, it's a little more difficult to use that to see what a cash website looks like. And it's, and I suspect many people in the sourcing audience have not used that operator to date. So it's not like they're really going to miss it. But that's one of the things that a topic of the sources last week at TA Week in San Diego, we all had very similar opinions on what's happening with LinkedIn. And most of them are, it's not necessarily much ado about nothing, because from a business standpoint, LinkedIn has shown their desire or their strategy, excuse me, over the years, by putting more things behind a paywall. That's just been their business model. You know, when we first got on, Dean, I mean, this is last week, I think it was, what is today? Sunday. Sunday was my 20-year anniversary on the platform. Now, did they send me a congratulatory? No, I am dirt, according to them, because I give them, you know.
A nickname?
It might be the Blue Devil. I might be one of the
they
people.
They don't like it?
I don't know why. And but we've seen more and more things go behind this paywall, and as sourcing in a community members, we've seen platforms come up: HireEasy, SeekOut, Gem, Intello, all of them. They've used the public information from LinkedIn in ways. If it's available, use it. There's nothing illegal, immoral, or fattening about doing it. Then somebody at LinkedIn, and we think we know who it is, we're not going to mention names because that would be bad, decided to, let's see if we can lop off people's abilities to, you know, publicly scrape the information for good. And then really that's what they're about right now. It's there are some things that you just can't necessarily do anymore. Although Dean and I found out you can do them, but it requires a slightly different take on Boolean. It's not the straight, I like to say, missionary position Boolean, site colon LinkedIn.com/in and a couple of words and bam, everything shows
up. And welcome
up
to the Commerce Future part of the program.
Yes, exactly. That's just missionary sourcing. Yeah. There are others that are coming up.
Sorry, we had to warn you.
Stacey, you know, it's like it's going to happen with us. Anyway, so Dean, we were talking about...
Right now, Stacey's like, why did I invite these two Yahoos on the same show?
Yeah, I have
to... There's hearts and smiley faces rolling up on the screen.
Yeah, I know.
Apparently everybody else like that. I'm trying to figure out what's going up with the chat. We'll figure it out.
I'm also looking to see who from the chat is texting me going, you guys are absolutely out of your minds.
I've gotten a few of those. I've turned my phone off. I'm not paying attention. I'll pay attention later.
But Dean, so, you know, so what's your take, you know, based on the folks that we spoke with last week under various stages of inebriation, what were we talking about? What's the general consensus about LinkedIn?
The general consensus from anybody who really understands sourcing is, number one, this has been coming for a while. We know LinkedIn's what they're going to do. We know where they're trying to go. We know what they're trying to stop. We also know there's still a way to do it. You
All
can't
right.
totally
Hold up.
Stop.
Where are they going? What are they trying to do? We know what.
When LinkedIn first bought the Blue Devil eons ago, and by the way, there's a comic book character called the Blue Devil, FYI.
By the way, it wasn't LinkedIn didn't buy itself. That would be somewhat weird.
Microsoft. I said Microsoft bought LinkedIn.
Okay.
Microsoft bought LinkedIn. we knew that it was a matter of time. And this is not just me saying it. I used to work at Microsoft. I know people there, and they would tell me that there would be a matter of time before it would be closed off. Their end game at some point is they're going to add LinkedIn to their CRM, and it's going to become an all-inclusive, pay for it or you can't get access to it type of thing. It's going to be behind a wall. You're not going to be able to get access to it.
Okay.
That's been their end game since Jump Street.
And we all know, and this goes into a more philosophical thing, and we're real serious. I had posted a couple of weeks back that LinkedIn is the OxyContin of the recruiting world. And I'm not saying that with a smile on my face. It's OxyContin to Purdue Pharma, which is proven to be responsible for the opioid epidemic in this country. But it is something where. When I'm interviewing and hiring sources and recruiters, I like doing a don't tell me, show me exercise, kind of like paired programming for engineers. You sit together, you give the person a scenario with some details, not all of them, because you want to see how people ask questions and what questions they ask and how the little the gerbils on their wheels are turning. But then you say, we're now going to find people. Oh, we don't have LinkedIn Recruiter and LinkedIn is down. What do you do? And that is the one thing that separates, the pack of sources from the ones who, really are part of dueling sourcers. We're the ones who are always going in and trying things and giving back to the community and showing them that, look, there's more than one way to do this. There truly is a full Kama Sutra book of sourcing.
The thing people need to remember is, even if you believe the hype of the 700 plus million people in LinkedIn, and that would be including the dead people, the fake profiles, people with multiple profiles, the people.
There are dead people on LinkedIn.
Yep.
Okay.
If you believe the 700 million, we're going to play, this is a game with Dean DeCosta. This is a math game. 700 million, 3.5 billion, which is bigger? I could be wrong.
I don't know. I know some people at LinkedIn would say theirs is bigger.
TMI. Okay. 3.5 billion is bigger. That's how many people are on Facebook, and they just scraped it a couple of years ago to get rid of all the fake stuff. So that tells you right now that LinkedIn doesn't have everybody. In fact, LinkedIn only has roughly 48% of the people on GitHub. So that tells you there's a boatload of people on GitHub not on LinkedIn. Everybody on LinkedIn can be found on somewhere else. Then and the fact that no matter what paid version you get, you're still limited to 1,000 results, which means mathematically speaking, you can't see everybody. You will never see everybody.
Yeah. And not to mention, the GitHub thing, another platform, patents. 70% of the people who have patents don't have LinkedIn profiles.
Nope.
And so, and not just that, it's, I did a sourcing lab at TA Week. It really was just a getting to know you foundational thing. Just simply, actually, I did it, today, actually, I did, yesterday with someone I'm going to do some work for. Pilots, for example. I knew it was there, the entire database on the FAA of all certified pilots, ATP pilots here in the United States. And it gives you such a richness of information that, they're not going to be on the Blue Devil and claiming to be, available to work. It's the same thing with cleared people. It's the same thing with nurses. Nurses don't go on LinkedIn, unless they're directors of nursing, they're on Facebook, they're on Insta, they're on Snap, they're on TikTok. Ultimately the big lesson here, and this is the
YouTube as well. A lot of nurses like to do YouTube videos. So
yes, they do. But you need to understand, ultimately it goes down to, as a sourcer, you need to figure out before you jump into the pool and choose to fish at the same place as everybody else, the same line, the same link, and the same pole, the same bait. Is ask the fish if they're going to come to that spot, metaphors notwithstanding. But I think LinkedIn is strategically trying to shut all competition down. And to me, it sounds very, very anti-competitive. And I think the 2024 is going to be a very, very interesting year. for this. You know, Chad and Cheese seem to know a bit more about this. They've been talking about this. Their recent podcast, this is a visual. I'm actually going to bleep it out. It's they said LinkedIn to recruiters. See, I bleeped it out. And you catch what I did there, Stacey. Yeah. Okay, good. But why don't we do this one? Let's show
Before we
people
go,
that.
before we go, I am firmly convinced, and Steve and I have talked about it, there are going to be several lawsuits brought as a result of this. Some will be from the companies, some will be from the people. LinkedIn is a still says they're a social network. Can't be a social network if you can't find if you can't be found. If we can't just go on Google and find somebody, can't be a
Think of
social
the,
network.
yeah, think of the people who are paying for premium. And now the terms of service have changed so that your information is not accessible to people outside the castle walls.
Right.
You
So
know,
what we're
it's
talking about, just so everybody understands, there might be people who are in the watching today who don't know that they have eliminated the ability to X-ray into LinkedIn. Okay.
almost.
They
Not really.
haven't eliminated it.
Definitely.
They have made it a little more challenging.
Challenging.
There's only like five things you can query against. Is that correct?
No, you can query
It's like
against anybody if you
very
know
basic
how.
information.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, if you might have some special things
No.
that.
See, we're going to share. That's what we do. We know this community, sourcing community, was conceived and built upon social sharing. And it is not about look there we realize that people have to make a living, but don't scare people into thinking that there are no easy ways to find to continue to use something that you take you've gotten joy out of using. A couple of weekends ago, I spent easily 4 hours reading over the LinkedIn's API documentation. Very, very technical stuff. And I looked at, I have a spreadsheet of everything I found. I'm going to share it with everybody. But it tells you how LinkedIn actually works. And surprisingly, I talked earlier, there's a pack of sources, and they're the ones who are always going, I wonder how I can do this. I wonder how this works. I mean, we're part of that group, and many of the people who are here today are part of that group as well. And we want to share with people. And we're gonna do that. I think we should show people a few things, Dean.
Sounds good. Let's dive into it.
Oh
Okay.
wow. I know most of the people are on here. Cool.
We all do. This is one big dysfunctional family, this profession. I know that.
Okay, who's going first? You and me, dude.
Let me share a screen and go first for that.
Yeah, all right, that's fine. I already got stuff up.
Silver. And I'm going to do some of the basics just to show this is what we do. Bum ba da bum 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 bum. You can
Oh,
see
that's
it.
pretty.
It is very pretty. Let's just first start by, showing people. Let's do the old LinkedIn site search. Let me just see how we do this one here. This is a basic one here. I'm not going to do anything. Now you know why I'm doing software engineer at. I know you do, but the audience is, if you looked at your LinkedIn profile, it's notice it says here, let me make this a little bit larger. Bing, bing. Here it says software engineer at, senior software engineer at, senior software engineer at. So I can still do a pretty good, this is just the simplest things. Look at this. I'm going into it. Oh my goodness. Software engineer at. Software engineer at. What can, you know what, Dean? Let me take it a little step further. Let me see. Let me find people who may have Gmails.
Ah, you're stealing my thing.
I know, but you and I talked about this, but that's okay.
I'm not worried about it. I'm just
No,
messing around.
we have more stuff. By the way, so here's what I'm doing. I'm going to look at gmail.com or gmail.com. Why do I do gmail.com?
Why
Because
not?
that's how people write it in their profiles. Boo. Let me hit return here. Look what we have here. People with Gmails. Fine. Fine. And a cell phone and a WeChat. Notice how this one, @gmail.com. Tell me what I'm missing. Tell me what I can't get at right now. Okay, this is pretty good. Let me add a few more things to this one. Let me do this one. And let's add, I need to get it because I don't know it off the top of my heart. Emojipedia.
Oh, you suck. I already have that pulled up.
Okay, I suck. I know I suck. So let me just go look for a rainbow.
Oh, you're going for the LGBTQ
thing. Yeah, I'm gonna copy this one for the heck of it. And I'm just gonna go to the very end and just put, I don't know. Actually, this one, let me see if it I don't want, let me see what it turns up here. I may not have to be because I know what I didn't do correctly there. So I'm gonna do this right now. Go, boom. Let's see.
He's got a picture of that in his profile. That's why Alex is coming up.
Is that when it comes up? But look, yeah. But that's how you do it. But generally speaking, this, it still works. Tell me, Stacey, come on board. Come, turn your thumb on for a second, Stace. Tell me what's not working here.
May I?
Yes, you. Yeah, let me stop sharing. Dean,
trying
I know.
Turn the chat on.
Are you
okay? I think I got it.
Share. Okay. This is going to be a problem because I'm going to bounce. I hope
the chat on.
So we're going to do this one for now. All right. So I'm just going to be, hopefully y'all see this. This is a tool called Double Shot. I'm actually comparing LinkedIn and Google.
I like that. By the way, put the show everyone. The web address is, oh, this is a Chrome extension.
Yes. And it's okay. Called Double Shot.
Yeah. You have everyone download Double Shot because you should always look at different Chrome extensions, different browsers when you search.
The first thing you're going to notice, obviously, is that Google has more. But the problem is they limit you, so you're not going to see them all, number one. Number two, there's a lot of false positives. Bing, there is not. But what I did is I looked for the word Java developer around 10 to present, LY. Every profile on LinkedIn, if they are currently have a job, says 1994 to present. It's just, 1994 present, to let you know they're currently there. So I'm saying let's look for present. It's called an anchor. Every profile has it. If they've got it, currently have a job.
Oh, Dean, say every profile has multiple anchors.
Yes, but good point. But I'm picking on this anchor. We'll pick on a different anchor in a minute. So yes, every LinkedIn profile, every social profile has multiple anchors. These are words that appear in every profile. That's basically what an anchor is. In LinkedIn, it'll be education, it'll be skills, it'll be at, it'll be present, it'll be a number of other things. So I'm saying look for the word present, look 10 words before or after for job developer. This guarantees I'm getting Java developers. And the first person up there is a full stack Java developer. And this is the Bing side. This is the Google side. Notice how there are no names the same in the first group. As a matter of fact, you have to come away. I don't even know if you'll ever see the names the same. That's the difference right now between Google and Bing. Bing sometimes is much more precise when it comes to Boolean and then Google. Sometimes not. It just depends. I almost always come here first before I decide which one to go to. Moving along, and this is something that Steve mentioned, I'm doing a simple LinkedIn x-ray. In this case, the www means they're only in the United States. And I used the icons for email, the two envelopes, and Java developer. Wow, there you go. 577 people are sitting there with it in there, and there's one right there, the very first person.
Oh, look, Dean, did you see also not just the email icon, contacts, but the phone icon?
Yes, I had the phone icon one too, but I didn't.
Only maybe.
And so, even this one, let's do, this is a Chrome extension called Search Preview Up. It's, this page does not exist. Okay, so who knows why? Sometimes it happens. I've already looked at a couple, so who knows? Yeah, here we go. So Corinne Allen is a job developer at Humane, which is exactly what we wanted. And somewhere in here, probably.
Go into his about, right at the bottom of the about.
Nope. Somewhere in here is the icon with his email.
Or it was there at one time.
Yes, or it was there at one time.
When it was scraped, or it was in somebody on the side. It happens.
Yep. Let me see here. So this is the simple one that all of us do. And yet, supposedly it doesn't work. And yet I'm still, this is the simplest, most direct LinkedIn x-ray there is. Well, it's working. Not sure I understand what the issue here is. It's working. However, As Steve mentioned, the easiest way to get into these are using anchor words. I'm going to go ahead and do this one here. I'm going to look for Java, and I'm
Hold
going
on,
to
Dean,
do.
just so everybody knows, this is the sourcing links, the sourcinglinks.com, and there is a free version of it.
So there we go. I looked for the word Java around 10 for skills right there. Skills, Java. Skills, Java. I can
Now,
keep going.
for everybody here, the reason why the concept of anchors on any website is important and why the around operator is so important is because once you've looked at a site, and understood its and understand its structure, which things are on this are on every blessed site, the around function really gives you more power than anything else. And it looks for, a phrase, a keyword or a phrase around X words from another keyword or phrase, which is and that's usually and one or both are anchor phrases or anchor locations, anchor words.
Here is another one where I use double arounds, basically HTML. I looked for Java around skills, Amazon around present, and then HTML. So I'm saying I want a person who has Java who works at Amazon or has worked at Amazon, and they have HTML as well. That's it.
Now, by the way, the reason why here's the important thing to know about resumes and LinkedIn profiles. People aren't really great at writing good ones. And so many people whom we covet still have present. They just don't change. It's not like they camp out on LinkedIn. You gotta understand, amongst the entire the user population, all the 17.4 billion registered members that LinkedIn has, I'm joking about that number. They spend on an average of 17 minutes a month on the platform. This is not accepted, they're not hanging their career hopes on the blue devil.
Unless they're recruiters.
Unless they're recruiters and we are psycho stalkers.
Yeah.
So look there, Amazon right there. Amazon, Amazon, Amazon. I think you get the idea. And that's using a double around. You can do triple arounds if you want. You
You can
just
do
got to know what
whatever
the
you
anchor
want.
words are.
Like, for example, one of the things we talked about, Dean, was looking, for bilingual people. Knowing that area of a LinkedIn profile, look, let's
Wait,
just.
I
Okay.
got it
Let's see
pre-constructed.
that, yo.
I got that pre-constructed already in here.
I knew you silly
So
boy,
we're gonna
you.
go here. We got this button native button. Okay, I get it. I don't spell what very well. Leave me alone, dude.
Oh, you don't spell well. Do you know I'm Dean's surrogate speller.
Yeah, among other things. PTSD person. And Spanish. Every one of them will have Spanish. Look, Spanish, native bilingual. Spanish, Espanol, French. Oh, wow. He's like me. He speaks a lot of languages. Bulgarian, but native language, Spanish.
But
That's.
he doesn't speak Boolean, and he doesn't speak MOS.
Why did we
Hard
use native
difference.
or bilingual? Because that's what the anchor is. And in
And
this case, rather than saying around 10, I chose not to because I didn't see a reason for it. Because native or bilingual, that would be the only reason to have the word Spanish in there.
let's
Is
do this, Dean. Go to your profile.
my
Let's
profile?
because let's run people down on our profile what the anchor, words are and what the anchor locations
Yeah,
are,
hang on. Let
so they
me
can understand that one.
get to LinkedIn. Oh wow, I stay signed in. That's so rare for me. I usually don't stay signed in. All right. So here we go. Anchors, starting with the top. I do not have the word at. Rarity, but contact info is an anchor, believe it or not. I believe it or not. Add profile section is not. Open to is an anchor. Let's move down. Analytics, you won't see. Resources, you won't see. About is an anchor, and my email's right there. Featured is an anchor, but not everybody uses it. Activity is an anchor. Experience is an anchor. Present is an anchor. Where are we? Education is an anchor. Projects is an anchor. Volunteering is an anchor. Skills is an anchor. Recommendations is an anchor. Publications is an anchor. Language is an anchor. Organizations is an anchor. Interests are an anchor. And causes, whatever the heck that is. I'd say I know what that is. So all of those things are anchors. Now, here's something else people don't realize. Believe it or not, from this page, people also view it as an anchor. And yeah, there you
Well,
go.
hold on 1 second. Stacy, so no Q&A or chat today? It doesn't seem to be kicking
It's
on.
not, it's not on. I tried to fix it. Zoom charges me a lot of money every month to have that feature. It's something I'm going to have to look at. Sorry, folks. We usually have a chat running with all the participants. I'm not sure why it's not on.
Hey, everybody on the participant side, you guys should know Steve or mine, preferably Steve's, text.
Okay, I'm going to give it to you right now. Listen up. So text me with a question. My cell phone is area code 203-216-6226. One more time. 203-216-6226. I'm
There you
taking
go.
questions. I'm taking questions. Oh, here they come.
That was quick.
Well, as David Marr goes, floodgates of spameth are coming.
We can fix
You
that,
have a
David.
question, you
Don't
can
go
text it to some.
there, David.
Okay, so here, so let me see what comes up in
You can also, we could try this. You can raise your hand and I can bring your audio onto the show.
I like
Well,
that better.
actually, Susanna Fraser had a good question.
You might
Hey-o.
want to say that next time before Steve's gives his number out to everybody in the world.
That's fine. I don't care. I mean, these are all community friends. Always interesting. She says, "Is there a place we can get a list of in-anchor options?" And the answer for LinkedIn profiles, no, it's not even in the documentation. That may be an interesting
Kind of
thing to do.
comments. It's
Yeah.
kind of self-explanatory. Pretty
It
much anything
really is.
that's
It's
in
like,
dark
yo,
blue, dark black is probably an anchor.
yeah,
And then some others.
look at everyone's. Here are a couple of questions here. Here's another one. Why some double quotes around some keywords?
Ah, the reason for that is because of the nature of the way Google and LinkedIn are. If I take away the double quotes, the results will not be as robust. And it's just the nature of the way Google and this has been going on now for about a year. About a year and a half ago, you didn't need to, but about a year, you need to. Not for all, for some, especially if I'm using the around function. If I'm using the around function and I use double quotes, the results are a little wonky. With the double quotes, the results are right on target. And I don't know if it's Bing, not excuse me, Google or LinkedIn, but it's only when I'm using Google and LinkedIn together. Don't need them on Bing though.
No, you don't. So here's no. This is I know the number. I can't remember the person, but this is another one. Can we still search for companies and titles? And the answer is yeah, we can.
I just did that. Hang on. I just did that with the double around function. Hang on. Let me redo it. Double around there. Okay. So we're going to look for Java. And the reason why I use this to do it is just because I already have it pre-constructed and it's just so much easier for me. And then we're going to look for Amazon. And we're actually, instead, this time, we're going to actually do the same one to present and we'll add HTML just because I feel like adding something because I just feel like it. And there you go. Now it took away the word present. Oh, it's too long. It's too long. That's why it's not re-registering it. And that's 20,
No,
and I want 10.
Because you,
There we
because
go.
not registering, because
Amazon Java. Amazon Java. Done.
this is Kitty. This is why we do QA sometimes. But yes, you can. I mean, this is definitely a way. You can still do anything that you want. Are there going to be more limitations as we as the year progresses? I'm sure they are. But here's I'm gonna just more editorializing here. The more LinkedIn puts stuff behind paywalls, the more it becomes OxyContin-like. Like, oh my God, what's gonna happen if I don't have LinkedIn? I just won't be able to recruit or source. I don't know what I'll do. And then they're gonna start raising the prices. I think this is them,
And they're going to start taking away stuff that you can do at the lower levels, which is what they did. They raise prices but take away your capabilities.
Let me
All right,
see.
we have a question from Nikita.
Nikita.
Nikita, do you want to ask your question?
Yeah, I have a question. How is it different to find candidates Yeah, X-ray site versus directly on LinkedIn. So are the search results different, or because of the algorithm? How they are different, how the results are different?
Nikita, that is actually a very good question that
Great question.
we do wish more sources, more people in TA would ask, because it really is the core of the platform and the challenges that we've had. Dean?
So the answer to the question is kind of simple. If you do a search in LinkedIn for Java developer and Amazon, you're going to get a certain number of people, up to 1,000. That's the most you'll see. It doesn't matter if you have LinkedIn Recruiter or what. If I do a search for that, I'm going to see the same exact people. No difference. None. Nix nine the Bahnhof, German for no. But there are more than 1,000 job developers at Amazon in LinkedIn. You're limited. Whereas X-Ring, you have no limitation. You're not limited by connections. You're not limited by what version of the page to you. There's no limitation. You can see everybody. And contrary to popular belief, the other thing is, if you get 1,000 people, that's 100 pages, because there's 10 in a page. Most recruiters don't go beyond page 10, but here's the problem. The very last person on page 100 might be the best of the bunch, but you won't know because you won't go there, because
You
it's a
won't go
lot of
there.
pages to go through. And it is mathematically impossible to see everybody, except if you X-ray. You saw the numbers. I mean, there was 91,000. Well, if they limited you to 1,000, how are you going to see number 1,001, 1,002, and 1,003? You can't, but you can when you X-ray.
But in all, in all fairness, Dean, there are certainly when pages get scraped, when browsers do their scraping, you do see duplicates, because there are cached copies, there are duplicate copies everywhere. Still, there is the concept called total addressable market. In order to really understand, why you're receiving a response or not receiving a response, why you're getting people within your budget, why you're not getting people in budget, you need to understand what the total addressable market is in your area, within titles, levels, functions, what have you. And I'll show it some other time. Even LinkedIn on their site, I think it's the economic, they have an economic graph, and I'll pop it in for a second. Even they say they're not really certain about the accuracy of all the stuff they have. Their algorithms are based on hunches and guesses. They're not perfect algorithms. And so this puts the power back in your hand. You're the algorithm. Not the other, not LinkedIn. You can go see, who's appropriate and who's not. LinkedIn gives you the people they pretty much think you want to see.
Okay.
So,
So X-ray is going to allow for you to have an aggregation of all different sites, not just LinkedIn. To answer Nikita's question, what's the difference? In doing a query on LinkedIn, you're limited to just LinkedIn's profiles. When you do an X-ray on Google, you're aggregating the entire internet. You're getting GitHub, you're getting blogs, you're getting LinkedIn, you're getting all different kind of sites. Would
okay,
that be inappropriate?
no, because if you're X-raying, you're targeting a specific site.
Okay. If you're doing a site X-ray,
If you're
got
doing an X-ray, you're so the difference is the limitations that LinkedIn puts on you within their platform of 1,000 people, based on their algorithm of it coming back, compared to X-raying, where you're not limited to 1,000, and the algorithm is pretty much, you are the algorithm.
And you're limited to your connections.
On
The
LinkedIn,
third, second, first.
but not X-raying.
Not X-raying. Yeah,
Got it.
that's the really important thing. It's you take down the walls, and you can search anywhere right now with those, and that's powerful. And then what you can do, once you get all those, you can scrape. We're not going to show you to scrape them yet, but once you get that, then you can look at, other sites. You can look at GitHub. You can look at Stack. You can look at Bitbucket. You can look at anywhere you want to look, and bring everyone together.
Yeah, there's an X-ray into one of four or five X-rays into GitHub for Java developers. Boatloads of them. And they're not all on LinkedIn. We know that for a fact. Here's an X-ray in, there's none, but these are ones looking for people with email addresses. That's why there are none. And I'm saying a language, so I would need to remove I would need to remove the developer and just put Java in there.
Removing that connection limitation is huge.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole, and that's what we're saying. It's, you know, why?
Omega has a question.
Okay. So hey, Al.
How you doing, Al?
What up?
What's up?
Now he's mutated again.
You got to unmute.
Unmute, Al. You can do it.
Hi, Dad. You guys hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes. I can hear you now.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Hey, quick question. So on X-ray, lately I've been getting mixed results with the location. Like I put, you know, everything in quotations, and then I'm going, like, for example, Washington, D.C., and the top 10 results will be D.C., but then everything else will be either Washington State, Oregon, everything else.
Okay, first question. Are we talking about on LinkedIn?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let me help you out with that.
Well, before you do that, Dean, Al, do you have the string up that you're using?
No, I don't, but it'll be a common string. Like, I'm looking at Java developers, okay, a couple more skill sets.
So, Al, LinkedIn, yes, does have a specific way to help you get certain geographical areas. So what you need to do, it's Washington, D.C., is find it somewhere on this map.
Bottom left.
Bottom left.
Bottom right, sorry.
Yeah, right there. So what you want to put in quotes, is Washington, D.C. metro area.
Are you doing that, Al?
Oh, I am not.
Dean, let's do that live.
All right, let me do it. Let me get up here. Let me pop in that for Java developer. We'll just do a generic search. We're not going to get too.
Dean, let's go software engineer, because it's Java. It's lunchtime. I don't want to drink any more Java.
Well, no, I could use a little more Java right now. All right, software engineer, and we're going to go ahead and pick. Where's the general around one? I really don't feel like getting too. We'll do that one with Google. Okay, so we got this. Now what we're going to do is, it's Washington, D.C. metro area. Okay, so now what we're going to do at the end here, make sure I spell this right, Mr. Levy. Washington, D.
Period.
Period. C.
Period.
Metro area.
That's the way to spell area, yeah.
Yeah, but I had a 4 in there. Let's see what happens. 127,000.
Well, the point, we know LiDAR, we know
model. Washington, D.C. Metro, Washington, D.C. Metro, Washington, D.C. Metro. There you go.
Al?
Can you hear me now? I saw them in concert.
Take Chicago away the biggest part of me.
Chicago's a good concert. That was a good concert.
But seriously, Al. What do you think? Come back to us.
I love it. I was just putting Washington, comma, DC without the period or the
No.
Look, just like the show Reacher, in an investigation, details matter. In sourcing work, details matter.
Yep.
Yeah. And you know what? That used to work like 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, but I don't know. I guess we are the algorithms. People are putting it differently.
Well, the problem is, whenever you put in any piece of information, if you really want a true result, you got to think like they're candidate, and not all candidates are going to put things in the exact same way. So Washington space DC without the periods, with the periods, there's so many permutations, but I was doing it based on what LinkedIn has. And when you go in there and you put in your information in your LinkedIn profile, sometimes when you put in a piece of information, they automatically encode it based on what they have as charts. So if you put in Washington, D.C. without the periods, they might go ahead and say, okay, they mean this. So it'll link to that. Not, you know, and that's just the way it is.
But that's exactly what it is. That's in LinkedIn's API documentation, which is on the Microsoft site. It actually has has tables on how those things are encoded. So that's exactly how it's done. And it just goes to, it's if you're nerdy enough, really just read the LinkedIn API documentation. It'll help you, you know, really understand what's going on. More questions here. Hold on. I have, you can read them as they come. Thank you, Al. Karishma Shetty, what are other ways to, apart from X-ray search and LinkedIn search, what are other best ways to source apart from X-ray search and LinkedIn search? Source what, Karishma? I know you're texting me. Text me. Give me a better idea of what you mean by that.
I assume she means besides X-raying into LinkedIn itself.
Maybe resources.
There's plenty of things. We just need to know what for.
Really, first. It depends on the role. So text me with the role and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, another, I mean, if I'm looking for a doctor, I'm probably not going to look on GitHub.
Here's another one. My buddy Ben Papernick, he's up in Toronto. How to do an anchor search with education. For example, Ben, NIT, I think IIT as in IIT in India. Oh, and then he's texting me now. This is what happened. Ben had my phone number ahead of time. Let's just search with education.
Dean. Hang on. I already got it up.
Okay.
Right there. I put UCLA around 10 education. Guess what? UCLA.
Well, in this case, he probably also went to there, education down the bottom, education, UCLA, yeah. UCLA Fielding. That's why it's there.
Well, a lot of people went to UCLA. Now, keep in mind, I said UCLA with the acronym, basically. I should have, if I really wanted to be accurate, I would put UCLA or U.C.L.A. And I would have spelled out whatever the heck UCLA stands for, since I really don't know. University of something or another, LA. University of California, LA. I don't know. Okay, wait a minute. I have it. Merlin told me. University of California, Los Angeles. That's what it stands for. Merlin's a ChatGPT thing. The only one I like.
I got another one. I got others coming in. Give me a second. I'm going to get this over here.
See, having all these strings pre-built where I have to punch in the word, it's so much easier.
I have a question for you, Dean. Do you have to have a recruiter seat in order to access the open to work banner profiles that folks are putting up? Show us how. Can you do a Boolean around that?
Yes, I can. If you hang on, let me sign out of LinkedIn so people don't think, well, you're signed into LinkedIn. So of course
I feel like LinkedIn thought they're brilliant in adding that as like a special feature that you'd pay for when you get the recruiter seat.
I have a habit of picking on Java developers. So advance warning, it's just a habit. So let's go. So okay. I have picked on Java developer and I'm looking for open to work and voila, open to work. Wait a minute. Oh, no, that's wrong one. That's the wrong one. Give me a minute here.
Slow down, buddy.
Open to work. There it is. Sorry. So there you go.
Says okay. It right. Now, does that pull from that frame that everybody has been putting around their profile picture?
It actually does. Behind the scenes, that frame equates to one of these, trying to remember the word for it.
Hashtags.
Thank you. Hashtags. They all go to one of these hashtags behind the scenes. And so that's why all these say open to work, open to work, open to work.
Click on one.
Looking for a job or ready to work or open to work or whatever hell else, job seekers or
jobs. Let's go look at the top level here. I mean, this is 30. There are limitations. And I mean, this is one thing I can see LinkedIn really ripping down on. But, you know, you get it while you can. Now, you can do it within. There are operators.
And keep in mind, these are only in the U.S. If I did, including outside the U.S., there'd be a lot more. These are only in the U.S. And the other thing we got to remember is we don't know how it goes. Some of these people may have jobs now, and they just haven't updated their profile again.
Which is really true. And that's it. Do you know how many people don't change their former employer? Don't their life is not structured to make recruiters happy. I know that's a hard concept for many to address. Okay, I got a couple more questions, Dean. Let's go do these.
Go ahead.
Let's go see.
Layoffs FYI is a great resource to source on.
Yep. I actually believe I have a string already for layoffs.
You can X-ray into that.
Oh, that would be business. The layoff thing will be under businesses, and it's based on a company, not based on a type of person. Like here's 179 results for Expedia layoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the answer is yes, I can.
I mean, just got a couple more things here. I'm trying to get to everybody.
I'm going to stop search, stop share until we decide what else we're doing.
Okay. Brittany, have fun in your meeting. Say hi to Chris from us.
And that layoffs.
So Chris narrows it down. We need a little more info than Chris.
Chris Dunn.
Chris? Okay. Well, we know a few Chris's.
I know we do. No, but there are so many. You know, there are other things you can do with sources. There's obviously layoffs.fy. You can also look at, this is, there is a.
Can you search by title on the layoffs?
Well, that layoff report I was looking at was based on.
Company.
company if you go to layoff reports that have the people that are laid off. Yes, you can. But right now, most of the layoff reports are in a Airtable. And so the problem, you got to get them out. There is a Chrome extension called Scrape Airtable or something like that, where you scrape the entire Airtable. I have them all already. Hang on, I'll tell you exactly what it's called. Uno momento.
By the way, there's another site. You know, you mentioned layoffs.fyi. So
Airtable Extractor.
Yes.
Would you go mean, like, those people are open to talk to. They're ready to work. You know,
well, we hope so. Keep in mind, some of the people on there are old enough to where they may have a job now and they just haven't updated.
And that's the thing about it. I mean, just no different than LinkedIn profiles. People just don't necessarily update it or take their open to work down.
Here's an idea. Let's look at some places besides LinkedIn, because frankly, we've been LinkedIning it for a while.
Yeah, but Dean, let me show you one that I don't think people realize first.
Okay, go ahead. Stop.
Don't share.
Go ahead.
This is one that I think is really important, and I think should be part of every source's repertoire. It's Warn Tracker.
Yep.
WAR, Worker Adjustment Retraining Notice. By federal law, when companies close down sites, they have to give minimum 60 days notice. And this is the site, warntracker.com. It tells you, the notice date, numbers to be exact. Now, it doesn't matter. Any company that has that's going to do a layoff, all employees get nervous. So, you know, always make this one. And, within your state, each state has a warn section of their Department of Labor site.
Yeah, there's also another one called York, called York Daily Record, which does it. And then the Warn Tracker, of course. I have both of those in the business category.
Yeah, so get to know these and tab these. And, you know, once a week, you know, spend a half an hour going through these and just seeing if there's someone, you know, something there for you. And then go and start.
Anytime there's a company layoff, everybody gets nervous. So they might be more willing to leave than normal. Now, of course, it depends on how big the layoff. If the layoff's like five people and they're 100,000 person thing, they're probably not. But if
there's also David Marges.
5% of the workforce, they're probably going to get nervous.
Yeah, David Marges through, and there's also Daily Job Cuts.
Yep.
Which is another really good site.
Well, they could get nervous and want to leave, but I feel like in this environment, if you have a position and you're fully and gainfully employed, you are holding on to that role because you probably went through a layoff last year or that first year of COVID, and it's been up and down. So you're just sitting tight, getting your work done, and that's where your headspace is at right now.
Yeah, but you're still gonna. But if some person recruited from a company notices that your company is going to have some layoffs, you're going to have that conversation. And if nothing else, look, we're just going to have a conversation. You know, for people who've been warned, don't even ask for a resume when you have a conversation. Just have a chat with them like other human beings. That's going to set you apart from everybody else.
AW has a question. AW, I'm going to allow you to talk and ask you to unmute, sir.
Hello, hello. You may have gone over this already. I've been so looking forward to this, and I was interviewing, so I'm just joining. My focus is diversity recruiting, and I am looking for women in cybersecurity sales, and I am LinkedIn out. And they have to have experience. They must have prior experience in the cybersecurity industry.
I'm looking for the same thing, AW.
Are you?
Okay, so let's
chat. So.
Yes.
Let's
a resource for you. Where do they have to be?
All over the world, but most right now I'm focusing on Americas.
I can't help on this one.
And I know why. But let me do AW. I'm Steve. You're not A.
Hi, Steve.
Your name is?
Anthea.
Anthea. I know you. Okay, now I know.
You do?
I do. You know what? No, but we're in this business, we're kind of all savants. So let's kind of do this together. I'm going to show
you. Have you ever seen the Disney thing where it's a small world after all? Well, it really
yes. Small
world that I could say.
Got 6 minutes, friends.
Okay, I'm going to do this very, very quickly. Let me do this right now. where do cybersecurity salespeople?
Conferences.
Conferences, exactly.
Yeah.
Anthea, so what your company, you're talking about this is for your company?
Correct. Or,
okay.
Well,
you don't, okay. Well, let me stop. I'm not going to go by the name of your company. So let's do this one real quickly. Cybersecurity conferences.
Okay.
2024 fudge in URL speakers, the simplest one, attendees. You got this one down?
Yes.
You know this one. And so we have, for example, National Cybersecurity Show. I'm just saying. I just want to see who's here. And I want to see. I'm just curious. I don't know. Ah, we have an exhibitor list.
Okay.
So we have a start here. Yeah. So we can do a couple of things. We can, and this is where, by the way, ChatGTP becomes very, very handy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we can use it just as simply to see who's there and who they may have. Mm-hmm. But is this, these are salespeople for your company?
For cybersecurity.
Okay. Okay. Well, there's a technique which we don't have enough time to do.
Okay.
Well, you have my phone number now?
I do not. I joined.
Okay. It's 203.
Okay.
216.
6226. Okay.
Building Sources gives back. All right. 203-216-6226. But this is one way to quickly and to see who's there. Sometimes let's do this one here. Let's go another one. Let's go look, for example, exhibitors. Much, and I'm trying to do this as quickly as I can, and it's not really the best.
I'm so sorry, yeah.
That I'm oh, like, that's oh. Okay. So exhibitor.
So those vendors and those sponsors at that conference are all companies that are selling to cybersecurity engineers. They're selling solutions. You could scrape using Instant Data Scraper, create a list of those. You could go to ChatGPT and ask them what are the top cybersecurity solutions providers. Create a list of those companies. Then what?
There's another thing. There's another human thing to do. It's if you get the list of, for example, I'm gonna look at this one here. Cybersecurity for Manufacturing Summit. Just saying here. So these are the speakers, and you know you can connect to these people if you know CISOs or whatnot. You can ask them. I built global revenue teams based on this tactic alone.
Okay.
I go to the people like the CISOs, and I ask them, what salespeople are calling in on you that, you know, you don't nearly need their product, but you like the salesperson.
Okay.
Zero answers.
You'll get none. Absolutely. Of course you
no
will.
No one's going to give that information, Steve.
No, but these are your CISOs in your own company. These are the people you've worked with. These are the people you know.
I do?
You do?
At your company. Oh. Okay, is that what you're saying, Steve, at her company?
At her company, yes.
Okay.
That's actually a great idea.
Right, but the other thing is you can look at it, you can look at each one of these people and you can see, are there any salespeople connected to them? Many times, believe it or not, technical people leave their connection lists open.
Okay.
Or let's just.
I have a question, Steve. Can she create? If you have a list of all those cybersecurity companies that are solution providers, like you know, that are selling their cybersecurity solutions to companies, get a list of those that are sponsors at conferences. You can go to ChatGPT and like give me 100 of these people. You can go to Crunchbase. You get a list of these companies. You write a Boolean search for like 1,000 companies.
But that's just
looking for a sales or an account executive at mm-hmm. those companies. And can you do a Boolean search for that or yeah. X-ray?
And yes, you can. Like I would do the same thing with ChatGTP. Now I'm just like cybersecurity solution providers, just to your point list. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are these, you can ChatGTP those ad nauseum, but let's do this one here. Let's do one other thing. Let's go. Wait, Lassie.
1 minute.
Women in cybersecurity.
Right.
Come on, man. Look, women in cybersecurity.
Yeah, I know that one. Yeah.
I figured you would.
And so, yeah.
But then let's look, are there others? Well, yeah. Women is CISA.gov. There's a whole, here's the LinkedIn group. Yeah. They're on Reddit. 50 Women in Cybersecurity Association.
I know that article, yeah. Hey, you're on the right track for sure.
Womencybersecurity.org, okay? You know, so if you want to do stuff like this, let's make it even better. Let's do another site search. Site.org, Women in Cybersecurity.
All right, we got to tie this up, friends. It's top of the hour. It goes by super quick. Mm-hmm. I do have a person for you, though. It's crazy. I spoke with her last week because we're looking for the same thing, but I think she's an amazing sales rep. Like, you know how you go really deep and they understand the account-based marketing sort of solutions and all the different tools for marketing, like whole like lead gen next level situations? I'll send you her contact information. Please.
But look, what you're doing here, Anthea. Look, I'm just like, this is just cyber jujitsu. I'm just looking at chapters and chapter lists and a whole slew of stuff. It's here.
Yeah.
Friends, it has been wonderful having all of you on our show. Thank you for tuning into the Dueling Sorcerers show. We're here every first Tuesday of the month. We're going to get that chat situation all like worked out. And we hope you'll join us same time next month in March, the first Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern. Dean DaCosta, if anybody needs to get hold of you, how can they do that, sir? What's the best way?
All email. I mean, go on my LinkedIn profile, my phone number, my email's there. Find my web. Just Google Dean DaCosta. The first few pages are me. Find one. My email address and phone number's on there.
Or you could just ask me. I'll give you his phone number.
Or just ask Steve. And I tell you, you already got Steve's phone number, so you're good.
I'm dead.
Many resources, a database, the staffing resources that he has. Look into those. Have a moment. Reach out to Dean. Thank him for his time. He does this for free for us to elevate the industry. So feel free to reach out and say, hey, thank you.
Wait a minute, this is free? I didn't know this was free. No, I know. I'm joking.
You get paid in love.
There you go. That
Aaron
works.
Sunshine.
All
Steve?
You need is love. Ba, ba, ba.
All you need is love. Ba, 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 ba.
You guys make me want to karaoke with you, right?
I mean, can't sing. I know all the songs, but I can't sing.
Why karaoke?
He sings like geese farts on a muggy day.
When I sing, dogs howl.
Oh.
Don't do that. I got four dogs downstairs, dude.
How can folks get hold of you? What's the best way? Other than your phone number?
The best way is, connect with me on LinkedIn. All my contact information is there. I gave my phone number out. I'm kind of as ubiquitous as Dean is on the internet. And, as Dean says, Dean and I do the same thing. You know, we want to elevate the profession and do it in the most ethical and compassionate way.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for being with us. Folks, if you go to my LinkedIn profile, Stacey Broadwell, you can, of course, link in with me and email me or contact me. I have several open roles for recruiters and sourcers right now across the U.S. I would love to chat with you. Recruiting's been down for a long time. We are so excited to finally have some traction. I think things are coming up. So please reach out to me if you are interested in positions in Atlanta, Austin, San Francisco. I'd love to chat with you. See you next time, everybody.
Thanks, Stacey. Until then, bye.
Be kind to each other. Bye-bye.